as nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, National Third Shift Workers Day. You know, praise the Lord for them because I can't handle third shift. Can you?
No, I didn't like it.
You know, like, is hump day for third shift workers this morning? Or is it tonight?
It'll be tonight.
So, okay. If they start on Monday, if they start on Sunday, then last night would have been their hump day, right?
Right.
Okay. I didn't know.
I think it's last night.
Yeah. Okay. It's also National School Nurse Day. Do you have the hots for your nurse at school? No. Did you ever have like that Van Halen hot for teacher thing going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about it.
I'll make a long story short. That's it.
That's it. Oh, you're not going to say what teacher it was? Oh, she might be listening, huh? Or what? Yeah. It was. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to assume.
Days in the past, it's in the past.
So it's like Vegas. So you're not talking to like a 40-year-old gym teacher here?
No.
Okay, what are you talking?
Probably a 23-year-old.
23-year-old what kind of teacher? Science teacher. Well, did she blind you with science?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, well, hey. You know, I would love for her to be able to call in one day and say, oh, Dan, I heard you had a crush on me. So how old were you then? 11, 12. Well, we know what you were thinking about at night. Anyways, what do you got for us today?
I got the Wrong Identity Fighter for the win.
Really?
Wrong Identity Fighter for the win. Anthony Rumble Johnson charged with identity theft day after win at Bellator 258.
Wow.
One day after winning his first fight in more than 5 years, Bellator lightweight heavyweight champion Anthony Rumble Johnson was arrested in Uncasville, Connecticut. Uncasville. What's Cassville, Connecticut? That's Uncasville.
That's weird.
That is weird. On May 8th for alleged use of a stolen credit card. According to a Daily Voice report, police in New Canaan, Connecticut received a complaint that Johnson had allegedly used the credit card without permission in 2019 to purchase a plane ticket to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The police obtained a warrant and arrested Johnson at Mohegan Sun Casino in Uncastle one night after he defeated Jose Augusto in the second round of the Bellator 258 class. Johnson was ultimately charged with identity theft, respect from the illegal use of a credit card, and cited for spending less than $500 on a revoked payment card before being released on bond. He is set to appear in court later this month. Your thoughts, Mr. Hamm?
So he basically stole a credit card.
Yes.
And then he pretended to be that person.
Yes. Very dumb. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's stupid. Yeah. You know what? What did he win the day before?
He didn't win a chicken dinner.
But
maybe at the jailhouse.
Well, here's the thing. How many, like Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
Tons of money. Tons and tons and tons of money.
Exactly.
Is it the thing that she gets off on, you know, doing stupid things like stealing stuff? Like
some people do.
You remember a couple of years ago, she went into the store, in New York, right. The high-end, you know, lingerie store.
Right.
And they caught her stealing lingerie. And it's like, you have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
What is it about this that, you know, is getting you off? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And does some people just get off on doing crime? Look at OJ something. You know, he should have already been in jail for murder.
Speaking of OJ.
But then.
He supports Liz Cheney.
Oh, I know. I heard that this morning.
I wonder if that gave her more voters.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, they're just dying to be voters out there for him. And OJ's ready to kill him.
Poor old Ron Goldman. You know, I've watched a couple videos on that whole thing with OJ.
I know.
I'm not completely convinced that he killed them. Are you?
I'm not sure yet. I'm wondering if Al Collins. I've always said that.
Is he the serial killer that talked about going and killing them? And his brother came and he's since passed away. Is that the one you're talking about?
It was OJ's best friend.
Okay, no, this wasn't the same guy. There's another guy. that has a documentary out there, and his family comes and talks, and they literally spell it out, talk it out, and the guy was in the area. He could have done it. He admitted to it to his family. He had killed other people. So I really don't know, but I can tell you this. I don't like OJ, period.
Right, because you know OJ went back to prison, right?
Right.
2 years back, mm-hmm. and he did an armed robbery in Vegas.
Right.
When they walked into a casino.
Right. Well, and this is what it was. They had his memorabilia.
Yeah.
And they hadn't finished paying him for it. So they had paid him some.
Right.
So he was just going to go strong arm him and take his stuff back. Well,
mob style.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Nathan asks, is this real time? If you mean, are we live? Yes.
Yeah.
Real time with Dan and Jeremy.
Yes,
or Hans and Gred.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, remember we were talking the other day and I was like, that one song, you know that song?
Yeah.
And I was like, it was inspired by one lady.
Yeah.
So I started looking that up. And what I found out is this. Literally, one woman in a love triangle created three of the most famous songs of all time. What do you think of that?
Oh, wow.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
And that's a Beatle.
That's George Harrison.
Okay. Let's go through this together. Okay.
Right.
Hattie Boyd was her name. English model. Became a cultural icon in 2018. Harper's Bazaar described Boyd as having stood at the intersection of fashion, rock and roll, art, and fame. Well, that's kind of cool. What'd you say?
Yeah.
It says she was trying to be a model and blah, 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 blah. Right. But how do you charm a Beatle and Eric Clapton? You know what I'm saying?
I know.
How do you do that? What did she have? Was it her intellect? I mean, could she have like a conversation with these guys that kept them intrigued?
I would think that's probably
it. Right. Okay, look at this. She met George Harrison. Let me just start it from the front, okay? At the height of her fame, Boyd bagged herself a famous husband, none other than the Beatles' George Harrison. In her 2007 autobiography, Wonderful Tonight, she described her initial encounter with Harrison in 1964 when they were shooting the movie A Hard Day's Night. The model recalled that at this time, Britain and most of Europe was in the grip of Beatlemania. The same, of course, could be said for America as the band were fresh from a star-making appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I'm telling you, when it comes to the Beatles, hello, Susan. What's your favorite song by the Beatles?
Oh, on the tip of my tongue.
See, it's what
there's
the reason,
so many good Beatles songs.
There is, but this is one in particular because it's Hump Day. It's been a hard day's night.
Oh, that's the original.
And I've been working like a dog.
That would, I mean, I'd have to go, yeah, because that's
it's
the original.
A hard day's night.
It's
okay.
The original.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. But that's when she met.
I even through the 70s, it's bone.
So she was kind of famous in her own right. She was in Vanity Fair and Vogue. I mean, back then, that's right. Like, you know, like being an internet superstar today. Do you think it was just her beauty? Because, I mean, she's pretty, but,
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say that she's like, I don't know. Give me a 1 to 20.
I would put her at 15.
15. Okay. Yeah. I would say that's fair.
Yeah. Get the beautiful, long red hair.
Right. Okay, I'm trying to get to the songs here.
Revolution. I sit here thinking about it, all those generations they sang through. And really, you think about it, what was it, the end of the 50s, 60s, 70s?
Right.
But Revolution, I think.
That was a good song. Yeah, that was a good song. Anyways, it goes on in this story, and it talks about them, you know, getting married and whatnot. Ever heard that song, Layla, you got me on my knees? Mm-hmm. That song was written about her. Because Eric Clapton was having an affair with George Harrison's wife. It says, then there was a French woman who had been dating Eric Clapton. Harrison wound up having an intimate relationship with her after she had broken up with the Cream star, and the liaison understandably left Boyd heartbroken. During this period, Clapton also began to spend more time with Harrison and making music together. Oh, you can tell where this is going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Harrison actually was, you know, betraying Clapton with his, you know.
Right.
She said she found him to be a vastly different person to his stage persona. Boyd later wrote of the musician, "When I met him, he didn't behave like a rock star. He was surprisingly shy and retent." After that, she reveled in the attention that he gave her. Well, you know, Harrison's probably off doing his thing and, you know, wasn't giving her any attention. He complimented her a lot. Remember what I said? Fed her a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food compliments. Guys, get it right. Food compliments. She talked about how good of a musician he was. Okay, so my question is this. All these different pictures, like that picture is not a flattering picture of her, I don't think. You?
Can't really make out really what she looks like, to be honest.
I bet you at the time, he's holding that up and that was like, you know, really cool. You know what I'm saying? See the cassette tape?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. So this woman, it was Layla, about a man who falls hopelessly in love with a woman but is unavailable to love him. What do you think? Again, let me ask, what did she have? What does your wife have to snag you?
Oh, it's just my late wife. It was just her persona, her everything about her. I mean,
well,
attracted.
Do you think that she was in the right place at the right time, and so the guys were just extremely talented that she was hanging around?
I think she was in the right place at the right time, and I think that because she was so multi-talented by being here, I think that the guys were intrigued by her.
You do? You think that it was...
Intrigued. They were very intrigued by her.
Really?
That's what I believe.
Hmm. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I fall head over heels with a woman. It's always, I'm intrigued by something. Oh, man, they're so smart at this.
Well, I can see your point.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this. The world is mysterious, okay?
Yeah.
Three of the most popular songs ever written about one woman in a love triangle. That was pushed away from her lover because the one guy was with the other guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
How weird is that?
It is. It's weird. I mean,
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's weird trivia, man. I'm telling you, I don't get it. What else you got?
I've got, speaking of songs, Running on Empty is the name of the story. Okay. Work the load.
It's funny, folks. We actually had this conversation. I said, okay, Dan, today,
yeah,
pull your story up before you get in. But before we get in there, so when I
right.
say, all right, hey, what do you got? Well, then your story's up. And I said, and then as soon as that story's done, grab the next story and load it. So when we're done talking, you can have it up. I think you forgot to do step two.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is the most important. Running on empty. Out of gas drivers in the Southeast are scrambling for gas as stations run empty. Gas outages are spreading across the Southeast as motorists rush to fill up their cars days after the biggest U.S. fuel pipeline temporarily shut down following a cyber attack. While industry experts try to reassure the public, saying hoarding or stockpiling gas will only exacerbate the issue. Drivers appear to be panicking. Both the governors of North Carolina and Georgia issued states of emergency. We ran out. We were out of gas before it all started, a manager of a Shell gas station in Robinsonville, North Carolina. He told Yahoo Money, referring to Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina's executive order on Monday. We got an email saying that it could be without gas for an extended period of time because of the pipeline shutdown. And the worst, it appears, concentrated in Virginia, where 78% of the stations